Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. What's going on? This is your host, Globy Pope, here on Glorious Gospel Vibes, this wonderful, dark Sunday evening. We are going to be here with the co-host and our inspirational corner, Sister Lois Candy Vernon. We got to talk for y'all today. We're going to run our mouths. And I hope y'all ready to get it on. Minister D, what's happening? What's going on?
What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday, happy Sunday, happy Lord's Day, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Ain't no use in complaining about it because it ain't going to change then. So, but what's up for today?
A whole, wait a minute. We got Sister Vernon on the radio station. Sister Vernon, you in the house?
Oh, I'm here. It's raining on the outside, but we got joy on the inside. Come on, somebody.
All right, now. We here today, y'all. We here to have a good time, but we also here to talk to the people as to what's going on out there with these children, these beautiful children that God has so blessed us with. And I tell you, it's so much going on with them that people are they're being snatched up, they're being raped, they're being killed, they're being molested. I'm wondering, what is really happening? What are we doing, people? We need to get our eyes open, our ears open. We need to look. We need to check our children. We need to handle this thing in a better manner than what we've been doing. We got to be on alert, just like they sent out those Amber Alerts. Oh, yeah. My goodness. What's going on? I don't know, y'all, but I'm telling you, it don't sound good. It just don't sound good. But before we get into our conversation about the kids and about the youth, we're going to bring you some music because we're going to have to play us some music to calm our own self down in the midst of this. Our independent artist is going to be coming in between what we're going to be talking about. And before we even get started, let's say a prayer. Woo! Please, let's say a prayer. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind with the blood running warm in our veins. Father, we just thank you for so many wonderful and beautiful things you have supplied us with because you are our ultimate source and resource. Father, we just thank you for the people that are listening in to the radio program. And, Lord, they have been supporting us. And we just thank you for that, for having allowed the anointing power of God to be upon us to be able to bring a good radio broadcast. We thank you for the host that's on the air right now, Lord God, and we thank you for all our listeners. Heavenly Father, we ask that you grant us the ability to use the gifts and abilities that you have truly blessed us with, to speak truthfully without vexing the Holy Spirit and others, and to be a blessing in every way possible. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, y'all. Well, right now we're going to go to Free Fall by Aaron Hurst. Before we get started, let me mellow y'all out a little bit, okay? Is that all right with y'all?
Whew.
Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, been stumbling around, trying to find my way in this world, but today's a new day.
A lady in Pennsylvania She was banned from the local Family Dollar for stealing. She went into the store with a 7-year-old child, and he tried to put her out. She pulled out her pepper spray and started spraying all the employees. This wasn't the funny part. She gave the pepper spray to her 7-year-old child and said, "Baby, you know what to do."
Oh, no.
You got to run that by me. I think I missed something.
No, You didn't miss nothing. She handed the pepper spray to her daughter, her 7-year-old daughter, and said, "Baby, you know what to do."
You know what to do.
Yeah.
What's going on with our parents?
I got one more. Got another gentleman said that he decided to mix bleach with baby formula to help with his 2-year-old's congestion issue.
Now, where did he read that at? Where did he get that
from his friend? From his friend in medical school, because she said she tried it on her child.
Oh, my Lord. Somebody called defense.
Okay, I hope somebody did. So you're saying that he got it from his friend?
Yes.
That worked
so
with
got
him in medical school? Or you... Huh?
So now you got two fools.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it, and the guy who passed it.
And this is a parent.
Yeah, it's a parent. Yeah.
So what happened to the child? Did the child survive or end up in the hospital or what?
Fortunately, the child survived because, you know, the child was throwing up real bad. But fortunately, the child survived. And the child is now with the grandmother, but, you know. That what you call stupid together.
See, this is what I'm talking about. When you're being led by the Holy Ghost, it's no way the Holy Ghost is going to lead you to do something like that.
The Holy Ghost.
It's just too. No.
Okay, so but help me out with this. You know, y'all parents, what would make you think, my child congestion, maybe I'd take some bleach and mix it with the baby formula and figure that would get rid of it?
Because when you think of bleach, you think of whitening something, right? So I want to know, where did he get those ingredients?
I'm just, you know, some bleach, the stuff you clean your clothes with.
That's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, if somebody, even if my friend told me, you know, try some bleach, you know, because I know that worked because I tried on my child, you know. Bleach? You tried it on your child? I mean, that would just send all kind of alarms off in my mind, even in my spirit, because I think of bleach as for whitening things, you know, and I know it's very strong. When ingested, it can kill you, and you're talking about a baby and formula.
A toddler, 2-year-old. Okay, I got one more.
He got another one.
I got one more. This woman is accused of walking into her son's middle school and hitting a sick child that she mistook for her son. She allegedly apologized to the child and then started beating her own son.
It's not funny, though. It's really not funny. I mean, wait. She went, a sick child? Did you say a sick child?
A child was sick. See, I already visualized the whole thing in my head. They probably done called her off her job. She mad. She busts up in the classroom and thanks him and starts swinging. "You done got me up here off my job and go to beating a boy and then look, say, oh, my God, this the wrong child."
Oh, my Lord.
He was over there Hey, go come here. I'll start beating him, too. My bad, baby.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Now that she done made the mistake and beat the wrong child, she figured that she missed out on getting them licks on her own child, so then she turns around and starts beating on him.
Yeah, instead of just shutting that down and dealing with that, she figured she could just go ahead and beat him while he there. Needless to say, she has a mugshot now. She going to have some other dishes.
But you done came up in the school beating up on your child. You know how they are about beating these kids. So you done came up to the school and beat the wrong kid, and then you turn around and beat your kid, so it's time you go to jail.
And the moral of this story is, pay attention to what you're doing.
Don't get rid of some of them demons you got.
Careful who you put your card out on.
Sister Candy, what you think about that? What you think about that situation?
That's too much for me. But it's even worse. I know you heard about the 10-year-old Imani Moss, the young lady that looked all that weighed only 32 pounds at 10 years old. You know, they burn her body and they throw it into a trash can. Did you hear about that one, Evangeline?
Yeah.
Tiffany
Moss.
And I thought that was just terrible. We were talking about that today. I thought that was awesome. And she was a beautiful little girl. You look at her, when you look at the picture, you're like, what could this child at this age do so bad to deserve, first of all, to be starved
to death?
Well, yeah, looking at the picture, it breaks your heart when you see the photo. Immediately, it breaks your heart.
They had to show you the good photo when she, I don't know at this point where she, you know, was at this point, but it don't look like she was malnutrition, but they said she was only 32 years old. I mean, 32 pounds, I'm sorry. So she's been starved. She's been tortured. She's hungry. She's probably sick. Then they decide, this ain't good enough. We got to do better than this. Let's set on fire and see if she'll burn.
And he was the father. The lady, the woman was, the wife was the stepmother. So
stepmother,
you going to allow this to happen to your child? I just couldn't get past that. Then when he came home from work, you say he saw the child was in the tub, in the bathtub. So I guess they panicked at that point because the child wasn't moving at that point. So they were afraid that if they reported, they were going to jail. So look where they're at. They're in jail. Okay. Then they try to burn the body and put it in the trash can. Try to dispose of the body.
Even before that.
The body. So people can't see how they've been treating the child by that time because the child probably was dead when I was in the tub.
Right.
Even before that, defects, they had been reported to defects already, and they didn't.
Right.
Follow up properly with it. So this could have been avoided if defects had done what they were supposed to do. So, of course, the caseworkers lost their job, but you have a child that's no longer here anymore.
That's true.
And it's sad.
You can't bring
them
back.
You can't bring them back. It's sad because this has happened before where you just got people who just won't do their job and that, these children are paying for it.
They don't do the home business like they should. They do the little paperwork, and if you say, okay, everything's good, instead of trying to investigate it, they just put down, okay, everything's good. But with government, with the cutbacks and all of this going on, and they claim they don't have the funds and the budget to do all the visiting the homes and all this other stuff. But then when it all boils down, then some heads going to roll. You get fired for doing not doing your job, but then you're limited or restricted or confined as to how much you can do. Everybody's looking for someone to blame.
That's right. It's a flip side to it all, too. Now, people that didn't do anything to their children, just something minor like spanking them, then they lock them up.
They lock them up. But you have to listen
Where's the line drawn at? Someone that kills their child, they've had several chances to torture them before they kill them, and then you got one person that just spanked their child, and then they come and they come to your house with a whole bunch of police and everything and say, well, we're going to take your child. because you're abusing your child, so we're going to take it.
Speaking of spanking, perfect segue. Speaking of spanking, y'all ready for this?
Okay, come on.
Man is accused of beating his three children with a belt because one of his kids passed gas in the car.
Oh.
Okay, which one of y'all did it?
It wasn't me.
I'm pulling over right now.
You better say excuse me. I'm whooping everybody up in here.
I'm beating everybody in here.
Did he go to jail?
And he went to jail.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Too simple.
You
just rolled the window down.
Oh, Lord, y'all. Somebody needs some self-control around this place. It's some self-control and some anointment and everything. I'm telling you.
Candy, that must be real bad.
We want some listeners to call in on this one. Give us what you got. Tell us something. But in the meantime, we go play temperance, self-control, because we need some self-control. Oh, Lord, give us strength.
Who cut that one?
Temporary.
Talking about disciplining our children the wrong way by either killing them, torturing them, molesting them, or raping them or whatever. And the devil is just having a field day with this, and a lot of parents are allowing these things to take hold of their minds. You know, if you don't want your children, then it's plenty of people out here that will take your children and treat them nicely. You know, it's just like the little girl that this happened to with the burning that was burned. Her grandmother wanted her.
Yeah.
But I know if I was the grandmother, I would have been took. They would just have to call the police on me. Because if I see that their child is being somehow mistreated or in a way that she's being starved to death, beat on, because not only did they find that she had been being starving, that she had been being beaten at some point. They was finding bruises on her and stuff. I mean, yep. When I start seeing stuff like that, I'm finna go to the authorities, and they're going to have to do something, even though it had been reported, but something would have had to been done, not just reported and just wait and see if something else is going to happen later on. We're going to have to start covering these babies.
Yeah. I mean, point blank, you know, it's people just are not raising their kids anymore. I mean, you know, they have the kids, but they don't want the responsibility of having to raise a child. You know, I had to explain to this young lady some time ago. And, you know, it was a little, I explained it a little rough, you know. I didn't apologize for it because sometimes you need it straight and not cut. You know, my thing is, if, you know, people like to say, well, you know, I got kids and, you know, I still need a life and all this other kind of stuff. But if you still want a life and go out and party and all that stuff, don't have kids.
Go ahead.
But once you have kids, you forfeit all of that. Your life now is about raising those kids. So if you want to go out and do all this other stuff and run the streets, don't have children. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. And there's some of them that think they want children. They think in their mind they want children until they get them and see all the responsibility that come along with being a parent.
Right.
And then they like, they see that they can't go out and do the stuff they used to do. And they got to be there for the child because maybe nobody, they don't have a babysitter. So then, you know, some of them leaving their kids in the house by themselves, them babies, and they going out
and
all kind of stuff.
Or the grandmama raising a child.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Grandmama ended up raising a child because the actual parent didn't want the responsibility.
That's right.
So now the child starts responding to the grandmama and don't listen to the mama. Oh, mama, I'm going to stop right there.
But see, what they don't see, adults don't realize that these children are very smart. They have a lot of wisdom. They have a lot of things around them that teaches them different things in different ways. They accumulate wisdom quicker, I believe, quicker than we used to. And it affects them. You know, they expect them to go to school every day, and they don't put nothing on their mind. I don't care if they ain't no daddy in the house, they don't have no mom in the house, or if they throw it off on a foster home or what they think. Everything's supposed to just run smooth with them. But all this stuff is on their mind.
Right. Yeah, kids retain a whole
lot. It's hard for them to learn.
Yeah, children retain a whole lot. They retain a whole lot more than we think. We, you know,
that's right.
You know, they tend to kind of try to play the kid children like they're stupid, but you know, they're not as, you know, they know a whole lot more than you think. You know, some of the stuff they say we get mad about them saying it, but it's actually the truth. Just the fact that they're a child, it shouldn't be said.
We have to stay prayed up. We have to stay prayed up for our children of this world. And if we see something, don't not say nothing. If you see a child being abused, report it. Don't be afraid to report it. Because you cannot report it, and the next morning you can see that child's face on television, either missing or found in the wrong.
And the blood of that child is on your hands. My God. But, you know, the devil is after our children, more so now than ever before. I mean, because you have to understand, the devil is out to abort destinies. So if he can get them when they come, if he can get them when they're young, then he's done his job. Mm-hmm.
People have to work, so you have to have babysitters, but we just need to be conscious of who and aware of who's keeping our children, just like the father that left his daughter, little girl, with their roommate's girlfriend. Remember that one? And she took the baby
girlfriend?
Mm-hmm, with the roommate's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lady that was watching the young girl.
Yeah, I remember. This was just recently.
It's always so much going on. Now, I know they had one, well, it was a four-year-old little boy in a Palm Bay area that they found. You know, they did find him, thank God. He was with the babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
He was with the babysitter. And how they found the child was that they had gotten a call that there was from the description of the car that she was driving, that that particular vehicle was at a Starbucks driving the wrong way through the drive-thru.
Yeah, I saw that too.
She was drunk. She was drunk. And she just took the child with her. She said to a friend's house at first. And she was driving after dropping off her boyfriend. You know, just crazy little stuff. You know, they're doing stuff and they got your child and, you know, you don't know what's going on during the whole time that this child is with them. But she claimed she was celebrating her birthday. So she had been with her, you know, she had been with her current boyfriend's son was with her. And she had permission but she said she didn't have permission to take child, but she said she did. But then her alcohol level was high. She'd been drinking, going driving the wrong way through a drive-thru. That's how they caught her, but I am so grateful they got her and got that child.
Yeah.
And she had a DUI before, so she was an alcoholic. And why would you not do your background and checking this girl out before you hired her and put her in your home with your child, that she was an alcoholic? Oh boy, we're gonna have to step it up a notch. We're gonna have to step it up a notch because Satan is on the warpath, and us Christians, we gotta be 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of him.
Right.
Giving him no hold. On our children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Ooh, Lord, I tell you what.
The 4-year-old sister that poured gasoline on the slide, so her 2-year-old, so the slide would be slippery, and her sister slid down. It's caught spark of fire.
Oh, no. I didn't hear that one.
Yes, it ignited. Yes. Yeah, she got 30% burns all over her body. She was medically induced coma. Was in a medically induced coma from that. The father had just stepped in. He was outside with them. He had stepped in for just a moment, and he heard a scream, and he come back outside, and the child was on fire. He had to run into the shower to try to cool the burn while he called 911.
Immediately when I saw that, I had to play in my mind, okay, the slide isn't slippery enough. What can I get?
Yeah.
Let me go get some gas.
Yeah.
Gas is not even really, gas not slippery.
Yeah, but see, that's a, you're talking about a four-year-old child. But to a child, yeah, it's wet. I mean, I guess it's wet to them. So I guess he probably didn't even know the difference that it was gasoline.
They didn't know the difference. Oh, the child was only 4 years old that put it on there? The child was only 4 years old that put it on the slide. Okay, okay.
And it was pink. It was a pink can. So he just poured it up there to make it slippery.
The adult poured the gas on the slide. I saw that. Oh. I saw it. I played it back 3 times.
Are you serious? I printed it out and it says the 4-year-old sister poured it on.
I watched the interview on the news in my stomach. The mother was on the TV in tears because she felt the dad was irresponsible.
Uh-huh.
He poured the gas on the slide and then went in the house.
Are you serious?
That's
The dad.
That's what she said out of her mouth.
Oh. Maybe she tried to steal them back from him or something, maybe. I don't know. Wow.
Yes, and I was like, are you kidding? I mean, because, you know, I'm thinking back when we were kids, you know, we used to get the little mat from inside the house that, you know, we used to put on the carpet back in the day to keep tracking dirt.
Right.
We used to get water and washing powder. We used to use water and washing powder.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, now, you know, we'd be white when we get through, but hey, that's okay.
I know. I know what you're talking about. Cause my kids just told me about 2 years ago when they were little, they used to get the dishwashing liquid and squirt it on my plastic run mats that was in the living room.
Uh-huh.
And let it roll out the door and put the hose on the water, and it made it slippery.
Yeah.
But never in our mind.
With gasoline.
Gasoline.
Yeah.
That didn't come to mind. That's what
this is
a whole different kind of thinking.
But it's a grown man that did that, though.
That's even worse,
right?
Let's use gas.
Oh, my goodness.
Something ain't right about that picture right there. Something ain't right, I'm telling y'all.
As
bad y'all need to pray
as
like
hell. Let's use gas.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Gloria.
Now, y'all listening to what's going on right now. Listeners, I hope y'all are listening to some of this stuff. I know I'm quite sure a lot of you have heard what's been going on, but it's just some things that you just can't picture in your mind that a grown person would put some gasoline on a slide for the children to slide down on. I'm not the one grown because they know what gasoline is.
You got one more?
Hey, go back there and give me that gas from back there so they can slide. Yeah, back there in the garage. Yeah, bring it on out here.
Yeah, bring me some matches, too. I'm going to make it look like a psychedelic shack.
Yeah.
Are you listening by Pastor Andre being covered up? Are you listening to what's going on?
Only searching for a solution. and her story unfold. But every time I turn around, it's black and white crime. We say that we're not crazy, but we're losing our minds. God put us on this earth so we can be of some help. But you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself. Are you listening, sister? Why do you talk to your children that way? It doesn't take all that cussing and fussing for them to hear what you say. Are you listening, sister? Why do you treat your body so wrong? Don't you know that your body is God's holy temple, not just another sad song? But every time I turn around, it's black and white crime. We say that we're not crazy, but we're losing our minds. God put us on this earth so we can be of some help. But you can't help nobody if you can't help yourself.
Simply Dre, Pastor Andre Bean with Are You Listening? That's it all right there.
Yeah,
I'm telling y'all, it's so many children that's passing away, and they're supposed to be thriving. They're supposed to be learning from us so that they can take on this generation by a storm, the next generation, and bring it to where it needs to be. But it's just don't seem like it's happening. What's going on? They're not being taught. If parents don't feel that we can teach them ourselves, then maybe if you just take them to around people that will. I mean, even take them to church. You know, they have all kind of programs at church. They will mentor your children. You know. Sometimes you can't even trust that. You don't know what I know. You just have to be led by God. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
If you continue to allow your children, all of this to take place, we're going to have a lot of grieving parents, a lot of grieving people, grieving for the next generation to come.
Yes.
And we don't want to have that spirit of grief on us, because we know that is not of God. Oh,
wow.
Lord, I tell you, we have one of the ladies that was on my program at one point, her name was Pat Fadina, out of West Palm Beach, Florida. She wrote a book called No Time to Grieve, and it's a good book for parents that have lost their children because of, and not only just children, but loved ones because of rape, molestation, just death in itself. And I would advise you to check the book out, Give Me My Flowers While I Yet Live, at www.lifewithfaith.com, lifewithfaith.com. Good book. Check it out. So much going on, I tell y'all. We got our sister Lois Candy Vernon coming at us with Inspiration Corner. Right now, right here, we got her in the house.
Yay.
Coming on, bring it on.
Oh, my goodness. Good evening, out in radio land. This is Candy with your Inspirational Corner, and today I want to ask you, are you tired of being sick, in pain, need deliverance? Well, I want you to get ready to get your shout on. We're going to be coming out of Mark 10, 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. How many of you out there in radio land ready to receive your healing? How many of you ready to get your shout on? You see, God does not want you sick. He doesn't want you to sit around and continue to be in pain. He's calling you to bring your shout on. And as long as you're shouting his word, how many know that it shall not return unto him void? You need to be shouting out right now, Lord, by your stripes I am healed. He went on even to say, you have not because you ask not. Where is your shout? Are you ready to receive your blessing? Then get ready to shout. If you're really looking for a mighty move, a miracle, a blessing, get ready to shout. How many are sick and afflicted this evening and need a healing? Get ready. Get ready to shout. How many have unsaved loved ones and want to see them saved? Come on, hallelujah. We got to get ready to shout. I come to tell you there is power in your shout. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. There is power in your shout. James said, blessings and curses flow out of the same mouth. So your blessing is in your mouth. If you're in need today in your house this evening, all you got to do is shout it out to Jesus and it shall be done. Bartimaeus received his sight, for there was power in Bartimaeus' shout. And I'm convinced right now that we can have that same power. We can have that same kind of impact in our shout as blind Bartimaeus had way back then. Scripture says in verse 49 that his shout was so powerful that it brought God to a standstill. A universal, almighty, all-knowing God who is ever moving came to a standstill on that day. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus had a shout of faith. We too need to be shouting in faith. The scripture says that he heard Jesus was coming and started shouting. He didn't even wait for Jesus to get to him. He didn't even wait for something to move him. He expected his shout to move Jesus. He couldn't see he was coming up the road. All he knew he heard it was Jesus. He never saw Jesus perform any miracles, but he heard of the miracles that Jesus had performed. I can hear old Bartimaeus saying, Lord, I know that you heal the centurion's servant. I heard you raise the widow's son from the dead. I heard you cured the paralyzed man. I heard you raised the ruler's daughter from the dead. I heard you restored the withered hand. I heard you cured the demon-possessed man. I heard that you healed the woman of Cana. So you see, in other words, blind Bartimaeus' faith came by hearing about Jesus and the miracles he had already performed. If we were to look back over our lives and remember what God has already done, the song says, if he did it before, he will do it again. The same God right now, same God back then. Will you meet him halfway with a shout? Come on, yeah, you. Come on. Get your shout on and receive your healing from the Lord. It's raining on the outside, but raining down healing on the inside. Today is your day. Have faith in God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Receive your healing today. Speak those things into existence. Speak healing into your life. Today is your day. Expect a miracle, just like blind Bartimaeus. This is Minister Candy with your Inspirational Corner. Wishing you a blessed evening. And remember,
the doors of the church are open.
This is your season. It's your destiny. It's your calling. It's your time. It's who you are. Stand strong in faith. Go forth in His name. Live your life.
Time on our show today, we've been talking about praying and just thanking God that we even have good children. And people have just been doing our kids so wrong. They got them just doing them any kind of way, Lord. And we just asking you to step in and just take hold of what's going on. We're going to pray for our children before we go off the air. Sister Candy and Minister D have really been done a good job on researching some of this stuff that has been taking place in our society and all around the world with the children. And we just want to let you all know what's going on around you so you will know. Y'all got to do better with what we're doing with these children. What you think is going to be about this?
Well, all I'm saying is if you're going to have the children, if you're going to raise them, doggone it, raise them right. That's all I'm saying.
Raise them right.
Yeah.
Because your children are what you are.
Yeah. Well, they're a gift. They're a gift from God. You know, that's your gift.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you, how you take care of that gift is going to be a reflection later on in life. You know?
Yep.
That's just the bottom line. And there, a lot of parents raise kids, and when they grow up, they wonder, well, I don't know how they turn out like that. I don't know. What's wrong? Well, sometimes, you know, a lot of the stuff is learned behavior as kids. They watch their parents do what they do. We are, yes, we are role models. We are there. We're there to be role models.
Right.
And they watch us and everything. Then you wonder where they get stealing from. Well, you done stole all your life.
These kids stop watching, stop listening to what you say and start watching what you do.
What you do, yeah. They look at really what you do more so than what you say, And then they get their parents get their little bold thing. Well, don't do like I do like I say do. Wait a minute, hold up. Don't go that.
They're watching you when you don't even have to say anything. They watch everything that you do and say things that you say, especially when they're not at home in front of you. They say it out there in the streets.
And watch how you have conflict. They get into all kind of fights and things of that nature because they watch you have a conflict, fighting at home. So they go out in the street and fight. They learn how to.
That's right.
That's right. So people raise your kids. That's all. They're raising.
Love them.
We got to do a little bit better, people. We got to do a little bit better. And today, we want to just stand in all of us together. We're two or more together. The Lord is in the midst. And we want to say a short prayer for the children of this world, the children of not just this city or this state, but all over the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up to you all of the children of this world, Lord God, and we ask that you would put a hedge of protection around them. Father, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around them and that you set your angels around and about the children. Father, we thank you, Father, for they dwell, that they will dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say of you, Lord, that you are their refuge and fortress, and in you will they trust. Father, we ask that you cover them with your feathers and your wings, and they will trust in you in all things. Lord God, we ask for your protection around these beautiful children, Lord, because they has made you, Lord, their refuge and their fortress. No evil shall befall them. No accident will overtake them. Neither shall any plague or calamity come near them. And for you give your angels charge over them and keep them in all your ways, Father, because you have set your love upon them. Therefore, you will deliver them. Father, we thank you for the children, and we ask you to help them to grow in the right manner, Lord God, and put your protective covering around them. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our program today in regards to children. Let's keep our children in prayer. Keep them held high before the Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you, and we will see you all next week. Thank you, Minister D. Thank you, Sister Candy, for coming on our program.
Yeah.
We love you all. Thank you.
Peace.
And we're out of here. Peace.
Out of here.
God provides. Hey, God.